Good morning, and welcome to Food Talk, and welcome to Pledge Drive, and welcome to my ever-fabulous co-host, Linda Perkins.
Good morning, Marianne. Welcome to you.
It is so, I'm excited.
Because?
Because it's Pledge
Drive. I know, it's so exciting.
And it's the penultimate day. So, you know, the pressure's on, and also we are achieving a heightened sense of excitement around here.
It might be caffeine.
Oh, it could be caffeine. I just finished a coffee. It could be caffeine.
And I've been trying so hard not to drink caffeine, but I decided for today I'd have a little, and by a little, it was like as big as my head. So if I'm talking too fast,
okay, I'll just be turning off your mic periodically.
I know, to give the listeners' ears a rest.
Hey, before we talk about food, which we occasionally do on this program.
I know.
I do want to, because we only have 29 minutes or probably 28 now that we've been yakking, to entice people to call 503-325-0010 or go to kmun.org and click on the donate button. We have some fabulous gifts.
Yes.
And they are going to go to the first five people who call.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that you have the full allotment of time because these are only available to the first five callers on Food Talk. Time is a wasting. So
get your fingers clicking, pressing those buttons. Oh,
our prizes are. I know in the past we have. I have offloaded my cookbook library on you. Thank you for taking them. But this time we have fabulous bib aprons handmade right here in Astoria by the fabulous Becky Tonkin at Shift Wheeler. We have five Shift Wheeler bib aprons, adjustable, gorgeous, highly functional, you know, they'll wear forever.
Yeah.
They will keep you clean and stylish in the kitchen. So if you would like an apron, and what else goes with that?
Well, and then we have four copies. So the first four people will get an apron and a cookbook. And then the fifth one will get an apron. So it's a cookbook it's called Taste of Home, Where the Heart Belongs, which is just a generic name. But it's a Chinese cookbook. And it's also got a translation into English. But it's by this place up in Portland. It's called the Community for Positive Aging, and it's a big organization, a big nonprofit. And they have a food pantry that is specifically for elderly Chinese people in need who cook Chinese food. So this is a very culturally specific cookbook. And a friend of mine wrote it, Anna Xu, and she's such a good cook. So it's just so interesting to see because it's not things that Americans like. It's not, you know, General Tso's chicken or even egg foo young or anything like that. It's like there's a recipe for roasted gluten. But it's also interesting. It's just so, so interesting.
I just leafed through it and saw three or four things that made me go, oh, delicious. So I want to remind you really quick of the phone number because you want to be in early if you want to have an apron and a cookbook. 503-325-0010.
Apron and a cookbook. You're
yes.
Set. You don't need anything else.
That's right. All you need is a kitchen. You're in business. So we are very, very happy to be able to offer that to you. And also, I want to say thank you to Brian, Katie, and Jack, who are on the phones out in the lobby and will be taking your calls, are in fact taking a call. But we have a couple lines open. So by all means, jump on it and give us a call and have an apron. And then after the show, I will gather the names and call you and or email you, however you want to be contacted, and make arrangements to deliver your gift to you.
So, I wonder what mugwort mochi is.
It looks fabulous.
It does. It does. It's very, very pretty.
I like anything mochi.
Stewed pear with rock sugar.
Yeah, there's some. Oh, there were some stir-fried pea shoots that just looked delicious.
Yeah.
I'm enamored of this cookbook.
prosperity blossoms. I don't know how to make prosperity blossoms, but I can learn.
It sounds like something we should be all having, really.
Well, what a beautiful day to contribute to KMUN.
I know, it's true. I know that we have talked so much about the fact that we are, us and all the other public broadcasting systems across the United States are losing our federal funding because the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which was the big nonprofit that distributed funds to public broadcasting, has been decommissioned.
Yeah.
So as everyone's contracts with whatever expire, they have to decide how they're going, what they're going to do to continue their programming. And here at KMUN, we have decided that what we have to do is eliminate the most expensive things that we purchase the right to, that includes NPR programming, and expand our local programming, which as a KMUN fan, I'm all for expanding local programming. We have fabulous local programming, but we've done that as a cost-cutting measure. The first thing you do when you know you're getting, you know, your salaries being axed, then you need to cut your expenses and increase your income. So we are, as all of us who contribute, all of us members and all the new members that are coming aboard now are our way to increase our salary to cover our bills.
Because we lost more than a quarter of our operating budget.
Yep.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Yikes.
So we have, for this pledge drive, the highest ever goal that we've ever had. But I'm really confident, Linda. I am incredibly confident. I have been on the phones this pledge drive and at hosting other shows, and I am heartened by the response of people rising to the occasion and just taking care of it, because losing KMUN is not an option.
No, I would be so sad.
No, it's not. You know, our collective quality of life would take a huge hit, and I personally would just be like home grouchy for I don't even know the duration. So
I've never seen you grouchy.
Are you serious? Oh well, we don't spend a lot of time together. I'm sure that's why. 503-325-0010. Get in on the drawing. We would love to. It's actually not a drawing. If you are one of the first five callers, you have won. So 503-325-0010. And actually, we could fold the online donors in on this because there are timestamps.
Yeah.
So we know when your calls and your online donations come through, and we will take the first five people. It's just that if you make a phone call, you know, if you're online, you're online to donate. If you're on the phone, you can just call us.
I mean,
503-325-0010. That's all I want to say about that.
Well, and of course, you know, our financial situation is a little dire, but also, I mean, KMUN just contributes so much to my quality of life here in Astoria. I can learn about all the community events, but I just love having it on in the house. I love listening to all the different music. You know, John Stevenson is on after us, and there's nothing I like better than Lost Highway. It's just, it's such a it just makes me so happy. It's like a mood builder. I don't know. It's a shot of sunshine in my arm.
In your ear.
In my ear, yeah, which matters more and more as winter comes closer and closer.
Yes,
you know, it's just nice to have it playing through the house.
We are all big fans of Lost Highway. I speak for everyone who's listening to the radio right now, I'm sure.
Yes, yes.
There's a lot to love, and I am, I have said it many times, I'm in it for the music. I think that, KMUN is my major source for listening to music, discovering things about the music I'm listening to, finding new music I've never heard before. You would think at my age that I would have heard it all by now, but
yes.
No, as it turns out, I haven't. So I really rely on it as a source of enlightenment as well as entertainment. Whatever it is that you take from KMUN, by all means, this would be the time to turn around and give KMUN something to keep it coming your way, 503-325-0010. And I'd like to ask you what you've been cooking.
Well, I saw a thing online, you know that I do that all the time.
Yeah.
But it was somebody who put a soft-boiled egg, or not a soft-boiled egg, sorry, a poached egg, pretty much the same thing, into spinach soup.
Oh.
And I thought, wow, I've never thought of putting an egg in soup, except, of course, like egg drop soup, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I had some faux chichois. It's like vichyssoise, and vichyssoise is just a potato and leek soup.
Yeah.
I had it in the freezer, but I make it with cauliflower instead of potato, so it's less carbs, so I call it faux chichois. Anyway, I had some faux chichois soup in the freezer, so I just put it in the blender with a bunch of spinach. So then, I mean, I think I legally can call it spinach soup, and heated it up, and I put a, I have been trying so hard to figure out how to peel soft-boiled eggs.
Yeah.
But I can't. And so it was just this mangled glob. So I put the mangled glob in the soup, but it was really good.
Sounds really good.
Yeah.
I like a soft-boiled egg on, like in ramen, but I've never had it in any other kind of soup.
No, I never thought of it. I just never thought of it. And it was really, really good.
Yeah.
So I was really happy that I found that. And I'm trying to think, like, what other kind of soups it would be good. I bet it'd be good in asparagus soup.
Yeah, it definitely would be.
And I don't know. Would it be good in mushroom soup? I don't know. It might be too, like,
I don't know.
Clotty,
I don't know either.
Creamy.
Well, yeah. It's like everything's the same texture.
Yeah, too rich. Yeah, I think that might not be. It might be better. Like maybe, I don't know. No, it wouldn't be good in cold zucchini soup. I should think before I talk. But no, I had a coffee as big as my head.
Oh, my God. I was trying to think this morning, Linda, and I didn't come up with much because I usually try just about 15 minutes before we go on the air. I try to think what I've been cooking.
Oh, and I was yammering because I had coffee. I wouldn't shut up so you couldn't think.
Well, listen, I would love to blame that on you. I would love to. Wow, Jack just came in with a note. We got a note from the principal. What is it?
Well, it's a lot of notes.
Oh.
So I think, so Lulu called from Nacelle, and I think that it says she's our fifth caller.
Oh, my gosh.
And then Patty from Gerhardt, her nickname is Salty, if you ever see her on this street, because I couldn't remember that her name wasn't Sally. And then when it was Patty, I just put them together for Salty. Anyway, she says, to my favorite team, that's so nice. Ron from Tillamook just wanted us to know that he's picking up garbage as he listens. Oh, it just warms my heart that we inspire you, Ron. Garbage. And then, Colleen from Cannon Beach. Thank you so much.
Hi, Colleen.
And from Beaverton. Hey, you know, I think that food bank is over there in Beaverton that cookbook is from. Carol from Brownsmead. And I think, didn't he hand you one?
Yes, I have one from earlier. Thank you so much, Mike and Diane from Seaside. Thank you to Otis from Wollusky. Thank you to Roxy from Warrenton. Thank you, everyone. Please keep calling us. Please keep calling us.
And then he just put on here that who the fifth person was. I don't know what the order of the other ones are, but we'll call you after
and
this show.
The actual clock time that you call is recorded, whether you call or whether you go online. So we are able to actually and factually keep track of who was in the first five.
And that's really a lot of people. Thank you so much.
That's so wonderful.
Yeah,
and I think there's a line in the works right now, and two lines open at 503-325-0010. Quickly, I want to say that Food Talk is a co-production. I always feel a little bit weird about saying this, Linda, because
what?
I'm assigning blame for this nonsense.
No, don't forget that we inspire people to pick up garbage.
Oh, that's right. So Food Talk is a co-production of KMUN Community Radio and North Coast Food Web. And if you haven't heard me say this, you are not paying attention, because I say this all the time. Go to KMUN.org and go to NorthCoastFoodWeb.org and check out those fabulous websites. You'll be glad you did. Thank you so much, Gary from Seaside. He says hi. He's always listening. I know this about Gary. And he called yesterday when Bernie and I were doing Country Swing.
Oh, really?
And donated yesterday because he is a fine example of a human being.
I wrote him a poem.
You did?
Want to hear it? Here it go. Yeah. He's so nice, he donated twice.
Wow, I don't even know if that qualifies. It's not even as long as a haiku. I'm not sure.
I make the rules. I make the rules.
The author gets to say. Gary, thank you so much. Thank you, Sweetie Pie. I look forward to, on our music program, people have time to call and talk, you know, to us that, because we're playing music and we have time to talk. So I look forward to talking to Gary on during Country Swing. He often gives me a call and says, hey. But the calls today are very important. Thank all of you
so much. So many calls already. It's really, really nice. Hey, I've been thinking about something cooking adjacent.
What? What, eating?
Yeah, that could be anything, couldn't it? In my brain. So there's things like when you wash them, you know, it's really hard to get the soap smell out of, like plastic, of course, really hard.
Right.
And by far the worst thing, I think, are Silpat mats. You know, those silicone mats that you put on cookie
They're
sheets.
Wonderful,
yes,
but yeah.
But so hard to get the smell out of. And then it occurred to me, I don't think that smell is soap. I think it's the fragrance. I think fragrances are like designed to stick because if you have a fragrance, just like if you're chewing gum and the flavor goes away in 2 minutes, that's bad. If you put on perfume and it goes away in 20 minutes, that's bad. So they're designed to stick. And I think something has happened in fragrance recently because they are sticking so much harder than they ever did before. Seriously.
Really?
Yeah. And I thought, okay, maybe it's my brain. Maybe I'm smelling different, but I still have some of the old stuff and it isn't like that. I really think something has changed. Something has been invented in fragrance. And so I started buying the free and clear stuff, you know, no fragrance, no.
Yeah. I always buy all of that. Everything, shampoo, everything.
Well, I hadn't. And so now, I mean, I'm rinsing things until, of course, there's no more bubbles, you know, double rinse everything. But I don't have to fight to get that smell off of it. And it's so much better.
It's so much better when you work hard to make something delicious. You don't really need...
For dishwashing soap? And then also for dishwasher soap and then for hand soap, because if I'm kneading dough or something like that, I don't have to like scrub to get that scent off of it.
Yeah.
And so much better.
It's so much better. And all of my bath products are unscented and deodorant and everything that I would put on my body except for a scent that I want there is unscented because I don't want to... just like I don't want it on my food, I don't want it on me. It's not necessary.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm capable of figuring out what kind of scent I want around me.
Well, and it's new to me. And so I was looking at, you know, different products and I remember there was one line of things and they're like free and clear or something like that, you know, but it had two words and it implied no color, no scent. And then they're like pear flavored. And I'm like,
And let me think.
I know. So you have to like read all the fine print too, because for some reason they think free and clear is just... like words.
I know. Shopping really is like a midterm exam in terms of how much reading we have to do.
Yes.
It's true. And then I think also that when you finally find something that passes whatever your personal test is for what you want in your food, it's like, don't make me try something new. I don't have time to read. I don't have time to study it up.
You know what I really like? Every time I talk, nobody calls. And every time you talk, the phone lines up.
What? Yes. It's random. It's random. People call when they have a minute. But thank you so much for whoever's on the line now. And it may be that there's two lines in play. I'm not sure. I can't tell by the lights. But you are welcome to call because we have three lines and we have three really wonderful people who are fun to talk to.
Oh, I know. Brian's out there. He volunteers every Monday that we have our show. And I switch the letters around and call him Brain because he's so smart. Just ask him random questions. He'll know the answer. It's the most remarkable thing.
He'll also know that Linda put you up to it. I'm pretty sure.
We're in cahoots.
And it's getting crowded in here. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, everybody who is calling and who has called and who will call. We still have about 10 minutes left on Food Talk, and we would really love to have Food Talk people, which you may or may not, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean they're a fan when they call during Food Talk. It may be one of the many people who just always have the radio on and they have a minute.
Oh, yeah.
But whatever it is, give us a call right now, because last chance for Food Talk, but also second to the last day of the drive. We're trying really hard to make a huge goal.
But I think you're right, because we only have 7 listeners and like 12 people have called.
I know. Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's very cool. Yeah. They are rising to the challenge. Thank you. We know you always do, but the challenge is bigger and bigger and better than ever.
Ooh, so we even have a couple more.
Katie is just the bearer of good news.
I know. Lynette from Seaside. I love her.
Thank you, Lynette.
Oh, that's really nice. Thank you so much. And then Joyce from Seaside.
Oh,
I love the name Joyce. You know why? Because it starts with joy.
Yeah.
I mean, mine, Linda, I've got the syllable duh in there. Joyce is so infinitely more superior, you know, as a name. It is. That's such a great name. Thank you, both of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You are joining a cast of exemplary people.
Yeah.
That have called so far this morning.
Some of them picking up garbage.
Making, hey, I'm sorry, what was his name?
Gary, I think.
No.
Well, no, who was it?
No, Gary's from Seaside.
I have to rifle through this giant pile of things to find who it was.
If we keep referencing him, we should actually remember his name.
I know. Ron. Ron is picking up garbage.
Yes, so be like Ron and take a second from whatever you're doing and call 503-325-0010. Or if you are on your computer already, you can just open a new window real quick and go to KMUN.org. It's easy peasy. It just takes a second. And that's the place you would go if you would like to set up a monthly donation. So because that's something that's between you and your bank, and you can tell us that's what you're going to do on the phone, but you need to talk to somebody who will walk you through how that happens. It's very simple. I do that. I do a monthly, and I like not having to mail money.
Yeah, yeah.
I really like that it's just going to get taken care of. I'm very lazy about that.
You are far from lazy.
I'm not a big... my husband will attest to the truth of this. I hate going to the post office.
Okay.
And it's not the people at the post office.
No.
I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the postal service. I don't want it going anywhere. I just don't want to go there.
Yeah.
I don't want to go there. And because Tom and I have a P.O. box, somebody has to go to the post office. And it isn't me. It's Tom. And I send him to get stamps sometimes and say, get me something pretty. And the last time he brought home a sheet of Dungeons and Dragons stamps.
Really?
And they're fabulous. The art is fabulous.
I got the endangered species ones, and it's just so pretty.
Yeah, I know. They're
so
gorgeous.
So colorful.
They're little artworks.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got from cooking to there, but
See, now at least my thing was cooking adjacent.
I know, you're right. And Ron's donation was work adjacent. So
yes, yes.
I don't know,
yes.
We're sort of vaguely staying on topic. I was trying to think what I'd been cooking, and the only thing I came up with was salmon bowls. We had salmon bowls one night, and I love them.
Yeah.
I love them.
Yeah.
That's my favorite, and I try always to have some leftover salmon so that I can have another one for breakfast.
Yeah.
They're so delicious, and salmon is so good right now.
I had some poached tuna at a restaurant last night. It was cold. It was in a salad, and it reminded me, I used to work in a French restaurant back in a different millennium, and we would make our niçoise with poached salmon, but I just forget how good poached fish is, you know?
Yeah, but I have never poached salmon. I mean tuna. Was it tuna
Yeah, no, I never poached tuna. I never thought of poaching tuna,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was like a law that you could only grill it. I mean, I'm serious. I thought that there was like legislation in place that made that true. And I got there and I was so shocked. You know, where is the government agents? But they weren't there, and it was delicious.
Oh,
it was,
man,
so tender, and so it was just delicious. And it was cold, and you'd think that cold fish would be cloddy, or it just wasn't. It was so good. Anyway, I'm going to certainly try that soon. And anyway, I love.
And that would make a really great bowl, too.
Yeah, yeah.
With all kinds of stuff in there.
But I think I might try it with a niçoise because, I mean, niçoise is typically tuna, but I always use canned tuna, you know?
Yeah.
But I think poached tuna would be delicious on that. I never would have thought to put poached tuna in a salad. I just never would have thought of it. But it was delicious.
Yum. Yum. I've made niçoise with salmon before. I've made every kind of salad you can make and put salmon in it.
I'm laughing because I'm thinking of a time I was at, I think, Tim Kennedy's house, and he was having a party because he was determined to learn how to loin a tuna.
Oh, yeah.
And so he got three tunas, and the first one he just destroyed. It was just in scraps. It was completely like macerated. It was
already tuna salad.
Yes, exactly.
Just mayonnaise away.
And then the second one, and I think there were 22 people he had over, but he had three big tunas, you know. The second one, it was in pieces, but they were chunks, you know.
Uh-huh.
And the third one, he got it. It was just perfect. And so it just took him three tunas to learn. So he got the grill all set up, and he was, you know, waiting for it to heat up, and he had his big tray of tuna out there, but he was babysitting a neighbor's dog. His neighbor was painting her kitchen, and the dog was following around this yellow lab, and the dog was so happy because she was there that he was wagging doink 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 and wagging his tail into the wet paint on the wall. So she's like, "Can you just take my dog for a day?" And he's like, "Well, I'm having a party, but that would be okay." Now Tim Kennedy just has this little Shih Tzu, you know, so he's only used to these little old lady lap dogs. Well, this is not an old lady lap dog, so he gets the grill all heated up, and he goes out there to grill the tuna, and there's only the scraps left on the tray because that dog has eaten all the big chunks and the whole tuna loin.
So
there were 22 people, and he grilled up the scraps, and everybody had to pretend, "Oh no, I'm so full. Oh, I couldn't eat a bit more," because there was nowhere near enough food, you know. And the dog just like laid around and farted all night.
Oh, my God. Oh. Happy tuna stories. On that note, 503-325-0010.
I know, if that doesn't make you call, nothing will. Oh, look, it made someone call.
Oh, that's fabulous. Oh, thank you so much, Katie, for bringing me this note. Harry from Seaside, giving more than usual because of financial situation.
Oh,
I am Harry. Thank you for mentioning it, and thank you for helping us remind everybody, and also giving me an opportunity to say thank you to everyone who has donated, knowing that it is that dire straits are upon us, and we have it in our power to divert them, you know, to avoid tragedy. And thank you, Harry. Thank you, everybody who has upped their monthly, given an additional one-time donation. Any of the things that you have done to help us meet our goal, could not be more grateful. We are out of time, Linda Perkins. I do want to say thank you, because we've had a lot of people here.
Yeah, thank you, everybody, from the bottom of my heart. Seriously, thank you so much.
And we promise that when we come back to see you in a couple weeks on Food Talk, we promise to talk about food.
Yes, yes.
A hollow promise. You know it is. Those of you who tune in regularly, you know it is. Stay tuned. Lost Highway is coming your way in just a minute.
And remember to donate on John Stevenson's show.
That's right.
I'm driving my vegetables. I'm driving my green edibles. I'm driving my vegetables around. And don't forget to donate.
Don't forget.